Hey, welcome back to another edition of The Real Connections with the host, Nicole Gaspar. Today I'm talking about some signs that a ghost or spirit might be paying you a visit. Stay tuned. Music is by Jerry Sturgeon by Masonary Song. Thought it's proper for this topic. Stay tuned. Let's dive into this, shall we? Some signs to know that a ghost or spirit might be paying you a visit from this radio. Ooh. I'm so used to it, it's like second nature to me. And I'm, not a medium, and so I don't know if you have to be a medium to experience this, so anything can happen to anyone. But if you're a medium, you know, watch your spot. But you ever wonder, like, if you are being visited by unseen visitor, spirit, or ghost, do you, like, have a feeling that there are spirits in your home, or are you just curious if a loved one might be trying to contact? So, anyway, you may also notice some common signs of spirit energy is near. It's important to understand this type of energy that we might encounter. This might include ghosts, spirits, even angels, demons, fairies, residues, and elemental. And I kind of run into most all of them there. And even UFOs. So those are typically identified as spirits. I believe that have not crossed over yet. Whereas the spirits are often used to classify that those who have crossed over into the light and come back. I think that's just the difference between the two. There are some key differences between encountering both a ghost and a spirit. Usually, spirits make you feel calm and confident and reassured, just like angels. They often appear in dreams, like dream visitations. I have those a lot. I believe there's just simply messages. And so we might see them as an apparition, either way, shadow people, or the feeling. I think shadow people might be ghosts. So, either way, the feeling surrounding the spirit is often, or angel, is often more calm. Those, on the other hand, often leave you with an eerie feeling, and can at times make you feel rather uncomfortable. They can appear as an apparition, shadow people, orbs, light anomalies, or even ectoplasm mist or white mist. I experienced all that and managed to capture that as well, which is very hard to capture in film. And it may also be attached to a particular object or a living person. Alright, here are some more common signs that a ghost or spirit might be paying us to visit, alright? And once again, these are not in any particular order, and I just have to be reading them randomly, okay? And I did come across what I like to call random spirits. It might be in my next book called Random Spirits, because I never knew them in life, and as a medium, I tend to come across different types of spirits and ghosts. So I thought I'd shed some light on that for you guys. Some more common signs you might notice some unexplained noises. You might be hearing sounds such as footsteps, knockings, banging, scratching, Yeah, I've heard all that. The sound of something being dropped or thrown. Usually these sounds just start off subtle and should even get louder, right? You might also notice some opening doors, cupboards, or windows. Any doors, cupboards, yeah, cupboards, I can't say that word, I'm sorry. Cupboards or drawers that seem to open on their own without any rational explanation. I've had that happen one time. I was in our garage doing a spirit session, and all of a sudden see the door slammed on its own. And I was like 3 or 4 feet away from it, so it wasn't me. So we thought that was quite strange. And it scared the hell out of me. It's still, I was the only one in there. I believe so. Let's see. It's been so long ago. Anyway, next thing you might notice, the lights switching on and off, or flickering. Having lights switching on and off, which are not caused by any rational explanations, or a new light bulb that seem to blow out quickly, then it's up in there. And also you might notice some electronics switching on and off, on and off, in my voice. Having items such as TVs or radios switching on and off, changing channels, moving to static, or in my case, my TV has gone from static to echo. Now, TVs don't normally echo, right? We thought that was totally strange that the TV was echoing, like they were trying to talk through it or something. And I managed to capture that on film quite a few times. And it also not only stalls my TV or whenever I was watching a movie or whatever, it would stop whenever I was watching, or it would turn off completely. Or change channel. Or increasing the volume without any other rational explanation. Also hear your favorite song from a loved one who was crossed over in your mind or your radio. And it comes on the radio. I'm like, whoa. I've had that happen several times. You might also notice the disappearing items. Like an everyday object is suddenly missing from its usual spot, like keys, or like that, only to see it reappear back a few days later. Keys, jewelry, whatever. And in my case, my pendulum, I notice it's gone missing sometimes, and I find it in the weirdest places. All right. Next one you might notice is an item, an actual item from a loved one. Randomly finding an object from a loved one who has crossed over. You might also notice shadows, see unexplained shadows, like shadow people from the corner of your eyes. Another factor there. Okay, rewind. The feeling of being watched. This is why I need a co-host. The feeling of being watched. This may be an overall feeling or specific to only one area of the house. Typically, this feeling can be an area feeling. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that the presence itself is eerie, depending on the ghost or spirit, I believe. And also, you might notice some hot spots. And especially a huge fluctuation in temperature in particular areas in the home. Right? So, I note that. Note the feeling of being touched. Feeling a hand or something brushed past or poke. I know it. It's a friend's investigator. He actually got poked in the eye one time. I was like, whoa. and or push or nudge or stretch. I know I've been pushed and nudged before and stretched, so yeah. Sometimes if the energy is negative, there can also be unexplained stretches. Welcome to the stretch club, I always say. Alright, I'm gonna take my first break. There we go. Alright, and we're back. If you want me this far, I would say, hello, hello. Alright, so, I'm gonna go back to the other story, yeah? Where was it? Did I live? Oh, I hope you guys enjoyed this topic so far, to know that those are spirits might be paying us a visit. Here are some other signs you might want to notice. Unexplained smells. You know, even like, if you smell like, suddenly you smell fragrances that are not associated with anything in your home or foul smelling odor, you can tell the difference between a good and evil spirit that way too. Which is usually from a negative present. But if you smell something like flower fragrance, it's from a positive spirit, I believe. Okay, so next you might notice, cries, whispers, and even voices. Hearing soft chatter, cries, and whispers, or even music. Band of music, I like to call it band of music. From unknown source, usually coming from one particular area of the house. You know you got something. And this one, pretty obvious sign, levitating objects or person. Very rare, but includes objects or person levitating, you know, or objects sliding off the shelves. Things flying off the wall, furniture moving. This is often indicated of a ghost or particularly negative energy. Okay? And this pretty obvious sign would be apparitions. Seeing the human form or even an animal apparition or entity. This can either be misty, transparent, or solid. Right, and I've experienced all that. You may also see brightly colored orbs. Blue orbs in particular, I've noticed those even in my life piece. Are they often like spirits, angels, and white orbs? Are usually white and blue orbs, I believe, are often angels. Maybe I should do a segment about different colored orbs and their meaning. Yeah, that's a good idea. So, yeah, this episode, I'll try to show the different color meaning of orbs, okay? So the next one, you might notice that objects suddenly at your feet, right? You might see some coins, stones, or even feathers. Especially, in my case, I've seen coins and feathers. And I've seen stones on the floor. It's kind of weird. Your feet are often sent by a loved one, or a spirit, or angels. Alright? This one, also obvious sign of animal sensitivity. Whether it be cats and dogs or even birds. Your animal reacts to a particular area of your home or seems to react to something that we can't see. Then that's the time to take action, try to document what they're seeing. You never know, it might be still some spirit, right? It's, to end it here is, sorry, rather short, but I hope you guys find it interesting. Just simply understand that typically not all bumps in the night are like caused by an actual spirit or ghost. In fact, most of the time, these type of noises can be attributed as residuals. Or if you're out in the country like me, you might have experienced critters like mice, anything like that nature. So always try to debunk things so that way you'll have at least some sort of peace of mind. So not everything is always what's the word? Paranormal. So I learned that from experience. Always try to debunk whether let's say you have a faulty wiring and your light bulb, I was talking about electricity, your light bulb suddenly blows up. Maybe we have a bad wiring, and once we have it checked out, everything, and we get it here, then you know you got something. So I hope you guys enjoy today's topic, and signs to note that it's just a spirit might be paying us a visit, and stay tuned for our next episode about different colored medium orbs, and I've had my experiences with those as well. So alright, have a great and safe week, guys. Until next episode, this is Nicole House Part Out.